You're with SBS Radio.
The latest Afghan evacuees have disembarked on Australian soil with the hopes of beginning a new life. And Australians who fought in Afghanistan are stepping up to help however they can. RSL National President Greg Mellick says veterans in the RSL community are keen to help those who helped them in Afghanistan.
So what I'd like to do, once we know where these people are, is have our local sub-branches have members go out and assist them to integrate into the Australian community. They'll have received presentations about the Australian way of life and other such matters, and that the RSL local members can go out and take part in those and start forming relationships.
Paris Aristotle is the chair of the Refugee and Migrant Services Advisory Council and CEO of the Victorian Foundation for Survivors of Torture. Tasked with coordinating the humanitarian intake of Afghans, he says trauma will make recovery and reintegration difficult for many.
The level of need is extreme, so people will have fled in very dangerous, unstable and violent circumstances. Often they made multiple attempts to get to the airport and were stopped by Taliban. They were fearful of reprisals against them if they had been working for Australian government forces or in positions such as women's activists, human rights activists, journalists and so forth. So they've been living with a great deal of uncertainty.
Mr. Aristotle has dedicated his career to helping people in dire circumstances. He was in charge of the Syrian refugee program, which saw 12,000 people come to Australia at the height of the civil war. Just weeks since Afghanistan fell to the Taliban, he says there are already those trying to take advantage of the humanitarian crisis.
In situations like this, unscrupulous people try to exploit the vulnerability of the community. In many cases, I've heard of people offering to fill out applications for $8,000 and that they would guarantee a visa. In one case, I heard $15,000. It doesn't cost anything like that.
The federal government is so far committing 3,000 places from the existing humanitarian program, but says that will increase. Julian Hill, Labor MP and member for Bruce in Victoria, says there is no shortage of demand.
It is the most traumatic 2 weeks in the 5 years I've been in Parliament. My electorate office has been deluged with desperate people seeking urgent help for their families, for Australian citizens, for permanent residents, for their loved ones stuck in Afghanistan in this crisis.
Refugee resettlement expert Mr. Aristotle says any Australian can play a part and support those newly arrived in the community.
Let them know that we want them to be here, that we're glad that they're here, that we're going to care for them and take care of them, and that we're going to provide them with the opportunity to be a part of everything that we've built here, and that they should be able to prosper along with their families into the future. Any gesture towards that sort of thing is an incredible thing to provide to people in these circumstances.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.